Okay. Let's bring it back in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Savages Aisle 7 the podcast. Welcome back. Before we get started, let me get this all the way off. Okay. Before we get started, once again, I have to disclose that this content is not suitable for the persons under 17 years of age without adult supervision. So if you do have any children in the room or in the car, please go ahead and turn it off or remove the kids out of the room. And I'll give you guys a few seconds to do that. One, two, three. Okay, well, welcome to Aisle 7. My name is Savage, and this is my beautiful wife,
Lippy.
And we're at the Cove right now, our home base of operations. This is Beach Talk for the Long Walk. And today, featured on episode 8, is the census. Yes, the census. Mm. We're going to be pushing this thing until it's time to get it done, filled out, and completed. So, you know, get your knowledge around the census, please. We will be brushing up a little bit more later on in the segments. So, census all month until April 1st. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, for the free distribution of our podcast. We do not take that lightly. At the end of the day, it's all about self-progress. Mm-hmm. Today's episode is dedicated to my beautiful and lovely nephew, baby Marley Leah Leakey. Mm-hmm. It's my cousin's and my sister-in-law's son, passed away years ago, and you know, just want to keep him in good memory and in good spirits. So today's episode is dedicated to my nephew, baby Marley Leah Leakey. Shout out to you, nephew. And God bless.
God bless.
Our thought of the day. Calling an old friend. When was the last time you spoke to a childhood, teenage, or good friend? If you're in a good spot in life, this would be a good time to have a quick update on your old friend. You never know. You might need the combo just as much as they do. Our song of the day. Well, it's kind of moving fast, but you know what? Nevertheless, it's Aisle 7 the podcast, and we do things the way we want to.
That's right.
Is there anything on your mind you'd like to share while we're searching this up?
Yeah, just calling an old friend, man.
Okay,
cool. You know, whether if it's an old friend from growing up or whatever it is, man, you just never know. It could be that one day you call them and they might just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, they might need somebody to lean on, you know?
Yeah.
So today's song of the day is Where the Party At featuring Nelly by Jagged Edge. This song was released in 2001. I don't know what I was doing at the time when this song came out, but I believe I was in L.A., and I was living with my auntie, my uncle, and my grandma and grandpa. So
I was still in Tonga at the time.
Still 2000. So yeah, all these songs that came out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Let it ride. Yeah. Okay. So deaf. It's Savage and Lethe, and we on episode 8. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my Nelly.
Let's go. Okay, okay. You feeling that? So let me get us back in. So, and yes, that was Jagged Edge featuring Nelly, Where the Party At, released in 2001. Tag us to a video of you vibing to it at @aisle_7_thepodcast. And yeah, vibe to that. Our number of the day is
30.
If you come across it, dwell in a moment. How we want to attack negativity today. Complacency. Be careful of being too comfortable in your current position. I believe in life, we as human beings migrate or settle, but we never stay the same. Sometimes we might become uninspired or worse, unmotivated by others. Complacency is a career death, or what you would call a dream killer. You may ask yourself, but how do I keep going? There is no easy answer to that. But I believe activity is the key. Change your perspective and try something new. Move to a new department. Take that promotion. Try that new place you saw the other day. Take an alternative route home today. Or start the business you've been holding back on. Doing absolutely nothing in your life is just the same as laying in a grave after you're dead. Remove yourself from the norm, your circle, your friends, and get around new and like-minded people in the crowd. Because the cure to complacency is activity. Our color of the day is...
white.
If you see it, say it. White. White. All right. Our person of the day is Native American legend Squanto of the Patuxet tribe. Patuxet tribe. I don't know why I can't say that. I'm like fobbing everywhere. Tribe. Squanto of the Patuxet tribe. And I believe I'm saying Patuxet wrong, but hopefully somebody can correct me on that. But Squanto, go ahead and look them up. When we bring these figures onto our podcast, it's so that you get a better understanding of the people we look up to in our lives. Mm-hmm. So Squanto of the Patuxet tribe. Our quote of the day, would you like to read that?
It does not matter how slow you are moving, just as long as you do not stop.
And that comes by way of philosopher Confucius. Once again, it does not matter how slow you are moving, just as long as you do not stop, by Confucius. Our goal of the week. So last week's goal, which we did pretty good all this week, was to post about the census every day. And we're still going to keep posting until we get to the census in April. But this week's goal is no fast food until the next episode, and hopefully the entire year. So I believe we'll start that this week and hopefully stick to it, yeah?
Started tomorrow.
Yeah, we had like In-N-Out today.
Yeah.
Yeah, the protein style and animal stuff fries.
Does that count?
Yeah, well, we're starting it today, so.
No.
Our influencer we'd like to highlight, it's actually an influence, is at the Coconut TV. Mm-hmm. At the Coconut TV. They're, I believe, a TV station or a TV channel out in New Zealand, or maybe Australia, or maybe both. I'm not sure, but they're Pacific Islander cast of people who do media, and they cover media about what's going on in the Pacific Islander community in New Zealand or in Australia, or possibly both. I'm not sure how that works, but they cover a lot of good stuff, and our people are growing all around the world. So go ahead and check them out once again at the Coconut TV. We'd like to give congratulations to Tonga Fifita, a.k.a. King Tonga, or better known as Haku, in the world of professional wrestling. Haku is a legend amongst the wrestling community, but also in the Tongan community. We here on the Isle would like to recognize Mr. Fifita for his hard work and his contributions to represent our people,
yes,
but more importantly, embodying Otua Motonga Kohoku Tofia. Thank you. Our workout tip today is 2 sets of 25 jumping jacks. So if you have any time today or the rest of the week, go ahead and knock that out. Our video of the day comes by way of Oosh Rican, Youngtail, C-Rod, 24, Hunak, No Smoke, directed by Sippin' Visuals. Go ahead and check that out on YouTube if you have any time today. So it's our opening statement. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Stop watching the news about this coronavirus, man. it just stop, you know? Just think of it as like they're just trying to get distracted people.
Trying to distract people,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
So just whatever you do, whatever you listen to, just stop.
Okay. Yeah, well, my opening statement is don't stare too long at the TV. My grandma often used to tell me, don't sit too close in front of the TV and don't stare at it for too long. You know, eventually you want to have an hour of television, then go outside, run around, play,
yeah,
or just be active. But don't stare at the TV for too long. It's bad for the eyes. I believe somewhere in the focus or the cornea, but I'm not too sure of that. Well, that's my opening statement. At this point in the introduction segments of the episode, we'd like to jump into prayer point. And in this segment, it's really about focusing on what we want to get accomplished on the show today. But more importantly, reflect and reminisce on those who've been here for us in the past, what we've done in the past, and where we want to go in the future, and really just give thanks and praise for just being here. Whatever you believe in, whoever you believe in, we're just asking for a few seconds of silence as we dive into prayer point, starting now. Okay. Well, I feel good about that. How about you?
Thank you.
So we're running a little bit ahead of schedule again. So I guess I'll just take this time to speak more about the census, which is probably a good time right now. So with the census right now and how everything's going is that it's really important we get this information done. So you may be asking, you know, what's so important or how does the census work and all this stuff as far as information. So what's important about the census right now, and I got my information right here, is it has everything to do with schools, healthcare, libraries, affordable housing, financial aid, freeways, and more. And this pertains to getting our numbers recorded as far as in the Pacific Islander community. If we are effective in filling out and completing our census for every member in the household, from the head to whoever is mentioned as far as Pacific Islanders, this is if we get the number counted accurately, all these things will properly be compensated, I believe. I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, please correct me. But yeah, once again, schools, healthcare, libraries, affordable housing, financial aid, freeways, and more. And we just want to get this stuff done for the future generations coming, because if we don't do it now, we're just going to be pushing over the responsibility to them in the next 10 years. And I really don't want us to do that. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake 10 years ago, and you know, I don't want to do that anymore. What about you?
Yeah, it's just knowing that there's opportunity out there, and there's not just about the money, but being heard, you know, and just knowing that we have a voice, being that we live out here. I think the most important thing is knowing that the government isn't going to tell you, hey, we have this much opportunity.
Yeah.
We ourselves have to go.
I believe it's like 1.something trillion dollars. And it's appointed to each group of people in America, yeah. And we're not using it.
Yeah, it's going somewhere else. That's being said, you know, like for Pacific Islanders, there's different Pacific Islanders, not just the whole Pacific. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it is doing a research on those things and really really like dive into it to understand what it's about. So
yeah, so I'll definitely have the link or more information somewhere around here. I'll be having it somewhere posted around there by the time I drop this off. For those of you that don't know, we not only record in the Cove as far as on an iPad for our podcast, but we actually do record for, you know, visual purposes on YouTube.
So yes,
well, if you don't catch it here, what you can do is for further information, you can contact Alisi Tulua, A-T-U-L-U-A, at 1EPA.org for further information.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll definitely have the link up here on YouTube. But for right now, if you can't see that, www.countusin2020.org/NHPI. So if you guys want further information and more in that background, go ahead and check those things out today. And, you know, get ready for April when that stuff comes, because we really need these benefits for the future generations to come. First generation in here, as far as being, you know, Polynesian descent or Pacific Islander descent, we want to make a change for the future.
Yeah, and just remember, everything that you do is it's important for your kids and your kids' kids. So, cool. Yeah, go ahead and check it in, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah,
so
me too.
With that going in, we're gonna take a break, our first break of the episode, and while that's getting done, you know, just meditate on what we were talking about. Drive slow and keep your eyes on the road. Get you a snack. Take it easy if you're working out. And, you know, stay tuned for the next part of this segment. And this is one for the haters. Ooh, gotcha. Fire. All right, go get that done, y'all. We'll see you in a little bit. Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're going to jump into our 7 subjects of discussion. Number 1, the coronavirus. Number 2, Native Americans. Number 3, activity. Number 4, 21st. Number 5, the ocean. Number 6, racism. Number 7, the spirits. Where would you like to start, my love?
You start.
Okay, well, I guess since we're on the hype right now, I'm going to start with the coronavirus. And this is probably going to be brief. I'm not going to elaborate too much on it because I don't have that much to say about the coronavirus, except that it's a real big distraction. Sorry, I had to sip some water to clear my throat, but it's a distraction, you know, with everything that's going on. And I'm not talking conspiracy. I can talk conspiracy all day, But this is not coming from a conspiracist point of view. This is just coming from, like, with all the stuff that's flooded on media right now, from the news to what you see on talk shows to what you're seeing as far as current pop culture. This is the last thing we need as a society that's pretty much on the brink of leaning left or leaning right towards hate and love, if that makes any sense. And with the coronavirus, it's a distraction because we've already had the flu. We still have cancer. We have all these other sicknesses, and here comes the coronavirus and, you know, toppling everywhere, from social media to just media to the newspaper, wherever you can catch it. And it's ridiculous because it's such an epidemic where it's like, oh, we got to be worried about it. They shut down the NBA today and all that stuff. That, no, man. Honestly, if our medical industry is that sufficient, this will blow over. Everything's going to be okay. I think more or less, if you're a Christian or if you're not a Christian, whatever faith you follow, just dive into the book, man. This is not the first time. Dive into the word. This is not the first time a plague has come and claimed victims. It's really about being first hygienic. You have to be clean. Wash your hands, take a shower, cover your mouth when you cough and when you sneeze, and just really be mindful of your surroundings, of the people that are around you, so you can avoid those kind of sicknesses, and just really be more aware of that situation. I mean, there's not much more I can elaborate on that, but, you know, coronavirus to me is more of a distraction. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying it's a distraction. So you're able to take care of yourself, building up a strong immune system, drinking orange juice and being active. But if you play into it, I mean, you know, God help you.
Yeah, it's so funny because I just thought about last week. We went to the post office, and I remember telling my husband I went inside, and I've been having this cough way before the coronavirus has even came out.
And plus, we're like in allergic.
Yeah, and we're in a state like that is just the allergies is up there. I don't have allergy. But the one thing that I do have is, like, I'll lose my voice here and there.
Just the seasonal.
Like, just, yeah. But it's nothing serious. And I know we talked about the couple episodes before about how medicine and all of that. And this tying back to it, if anybody know, I am not the type to listen to the news. I'm not the person to run with what is trending right now. Or I none of that worries me at all. And when this coronavirus happened, I remember going back to the story. Me and my husband went to the post office just past week. And I remember standing in the front. And it was my turn to go up. And I kind of like sneeze and cough at the same time. And I remember the person right behind me was just like, oh, shit. Like, you have coronavirus. I swear it really annoyed me that he said that. But it made the whole everybody there laugh. And I just looked at him and I said, you know, if you believe something bigger than coronavirus, you wouldn't even care what coronavirus is. But it was me just getting, at the moment, just got heated. Because, like, these people are taking this thing way, like, up there to where I see people fighting over toilet paper, tissue. I mean, think about it. Did you not wash your hands before all of this happened? Like, it's crazy how they're distracting us and we're falling to it and we're forgetting everything that's more important than that. It's not, to me, I don't believe that it's even a thing. And like my husband said, that we're still dealing with cancer. We're still dealing with all these other things that they've put it out before coronavirus. So to me, I think you just need to stop, like, listening to all this media and social media, because that's what they're doing. That it's working, because we're fighting with each other, we're forgetting what's important. So, and that's what I gotta say about it.
I have nothing else to comment on. That's all I want to say about coronavirus. I don't want to give it any more attention than that.
Mm-hmm.
So just be clean. Now we have Native Americans left, activity, 21st, the ocean, racism, and the spirits. What would you like to...
21st.
Okay, so the 21st. Why that was something to bring up as far as in speaking on the subjects and topics of discussion today was in the Tongan culture. And I know, if you watch this, obviously with the Tongan culture we speak on highly because it's from experience. But we celebrate the 21st. Whereas in Hispanic, or I believe the Mexican, in Mexican heritage, they practice or... They celebrate quinceañeras, which I believe when the woman turns of age at 16 in their culture. So they highlight the womanhood at the age of 16, and, you know, they throw a big celebration, and it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I've been to many in my years, and it's just a cool thing to see. For us in the Tongan culture, it's the 21st. And why we highlight the woman at the age of 21 is hopefully by the age of 21, she's matured. She's a bloomed flower. She has a lot to offer a man, and she's well knowledgeable. She's in full growth. And the most important part is her sexuality, that she saved herself. She's a virgin, and to me and my wife, we've had many discussions with many different people about this and how in our culture it works, but some of us may fake the funk, and some of us may not treat the tradition very, very respectfully as far as the 21st and the Tongan culture, because in Tonga, they celebrate it wholeheartedly. I believe here in America, we don't do it as much justice because it's a Tongan tradition. Keep in mind, we're Tongan Americans here in America celebrating a Tongan tradition that they celebrate in Tonga. If that's not clear enough for you, it's like appropriating someone else's culture. So, babe?
Yeah. Just like my husband said, it's really saving yourself and having respect for yourself as a woman. And at that time, at that point, speaking from coming from Tonga and knowing how the culture was back home, was it wasn't just about becoming a woman, but really, did you really fulfill that time? You know, like because after you turn 21, they give you a key as a representation of, here's the key to open up the door, so you make your way out now. You're a woman now, you take care of yourself.
It's a metaphor, yeah.
So in every 21st or 21st birthday, you'll see the father giving the key.
These celebrations are huge. They're damn near a wedding, basically.
Yeah, they're really big in our culture. So they give out a key as a representation, like, thank you for everything that you put us through for these 21 years. Now is your time. Now, that doesn't mean you go out there and act a fool, and it doesn't mean you go out there and just, you know, do whatever you want to do, but it's really just them appreciating of you doing everything that you were told to do as a woman. And a lot of times here nowadays, being here in America now, I consider myself now an American because I've been here quite some times. We don't follow those rules that we have back home. A lot of times people lie about it. A lot of times parents know about it and still continuing it because of the simple fact that they care about what people may think of them, because they've been holding those, you know, their girls in a highly, like on a pedestal, to where, oh yeah, my daughter is this, my daughter is that. And then boom, they have a 21st birthday, but then there's already things that's been said. Now, it doesn't matter what people said, but you yourself would know, you know? So that's what I get from it. It's not so much like an issue out here. I think we're just doing it different, you know?
Yeah. But once again, it's about the recognition of a girl becoming a full-grown woman at the age of 21. We believe that the woman at 21 is fully developed and ready to take on the world and go into the world with all that she is and what she knows and what she believes in. But once again, we're speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. I'll use one case. I'll just use a certain anonymous name. We'll just call her Stacy. Now, Stacy is, you know, she lost it before her 21st. And the stereotype or the thing that comes with being 21st is in the Tongan culture, we call it the lolo, which is, you know, baby, it's oil. And if you rub it on the girl's skin for her 21st taolunga, which is a dance, if it should seep into the skin and it doesn't shine, that means you're no longer a virgin. So this is okay.
Yeah, but keep in mind, this kind of oil is not what the oil we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Here.
I'm sorry. I compared it to baby oil, but it's not actually baby oil. It comes from Tonga. It's coconut oil.
Yeah, it's oil that we actually made. Yeah. Naturally, you know, and the thing is, it really does like sink in.
Okay,
in your,
so yeah,
in your,
let
in
me finish
skin.
That.
Yeah.
So the thing about being 21st is, it's kind of this test where we rub the oil, the coconut oil, or is it lolo niu?
It's just lolo.
Okay. So Lolo is oil. Basically, you rub it into the girl's skin when she's doing her dance, and should it shine and glimmer, she's pure. Should it seep into the skin and she's not shining, she's no longer a virgin. And this could be interpreted in many ways. In this case with Stacy that I'm speaking on, it came to be that it did not shine and was kind of shameful. And the dance was not highly regarded because there was probably people talking outside watching the dance going on. Because here's a Tongan American family portraying a Tongan tradition. And in Tongan tradition, we must stop this now because that's not pure. So that's me speaking on Stacy.
Yeah.
Stacy's not... is a real person, but that's not who I'm talking about. Stacy's just an anonymous name. So would you like to elaborate
on that? Yeah, and just touching up on what he's saying, basically is like what we're trying to get at is like it doesn't matter. You yourself should be guilty of that. Is continuing something that you know it ain't true. Yeah, continuing right. something that right. you because you care about your reputation and you care about what people think, that you got to uphold that up there. First of all, we're not in Tonga. Second of all, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It's you know, I'm not saying to cut off the tradition.
There are some that definitely are pure.
Yeah. There's some cases. I'm not just talking in the bad part of it. It's just that we're putting it out there as an awareness of it does not matter if you make it to the 21st. Now, that is the goal, but being that we're here in America and, you know, things are a little bit...
to do the tradition.
Yeah, things are a little bit different out here. By all means, from my own experience, like, I didn't do things the right way as far as, I came from a broken family. That's not my excuse, but I would love for my daughter to live up to that, you know? If we do it that way. No, and even at that, just having respect for yourself as a woman, it doesn't even have to be 21st. For me, you could be 50 and it just show that you respect and go abide by the rules. This is what I mean about how those things are being misdoing it out here,
misguided.
Or misguided, coming from the island and continuing it here because you want to carry on a reputation within your family. Because trust me, 21st is a big event.
It's a big deal.
Everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter what people say, you know? You just do things the right way and you'll see it in the long run.
Yeah.
So
I believe the important thing is why we're highlighting the 21st is that, you know, to my Tongan Americans here in America, if we're going to portray the Tongan culture in all of its cultural aspects, let's just do it the right way. Meaning,
yeah.
If you don't have to do a 21st, if that's not your goal, if you want to do it the Tongan way, then do it the Tongan way, do it the right way. But you're not obligated to do it just because you're Tongan. I'm just saying that if we're going to respect our people, let's respect our people all the way. It's not that important to do the 21st unless you want to.
Or you're doing it the right way, because at the end of the day, if you're doing it just for a show, man, just stop.
Yeah. So I'm satisfied on that.
Yeah,
we covered
two
subjects. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. So, you know, slow down your driving, take it easy in your workout, and, you know, just make sure the kids are okay and breathing, and get you something to eat and drink while we're, you know, talking to you guys, and then we'll get back to you guys. So anything?
No.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. We'll see you guys in a little bit. All right, guys, we're back, and what we have left on the list is Native Americans, activity, the ocean, racism, and the spirits. And I'm going to go ahead and touch upon Native Americans, since my wife chose the 21st aspect earlier. But for me, Native Americans have a special place in my heart, just as much as every other race, and as much as the African Americans as well. But Native Americans are openly, mistaught, dogged out in the public. And I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's many tribes here, and this is a tribe's land. Like, you know, Native Americans are prominent here. What hurts me is, like, when I was growing up, I celebrated Columbus Day, not knowing what Columbus Day really was, because I didn't learn, when I truly learned about colonization was when I came to college. High school was kind of a blur. Like, I knew somewhat of what colonization was. I didn't know the further and deeper extent of how bad things could get. And with Native Americans, why they're so in my heart and why I want to talk about it is that they were basically stolen. They got their land stolen from them. And it sucks because, I was speaking about the guy earlier, Squanto, who was a peacekeeper, and he was basically a tour guide who brought on the first settlers and colonizers of early America when the first white settlers came, as far as English colonizers. Squanto was basically just introducing, he was the mediator between the natives and the settlers. And somewhere down the line, their peace was taken advantage of. And you know the rest of the history. The English settlers took the land. And why it touches my heart so much is because we, as Tongan Americans, and listen to me closely, Tongan Americans, we're so proud to be Tongan. We're so proud to represent Tonga, Mate Maa Tonga, you know, Otuoma Tonga Ko Hok Tofia, but really not understanding what that really means. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen black people be stolen from their land. We've seen land being stolen from the Native Americans here in America, as far as every tribe here. Not that we've ever been colonized. I want to make that clear. We've never been colonized in the island of Tonga, as far as the last monarchy in the South Pacific Island. But if we're not careful, as far as not knowing our history, I mean, I'm not saying it could happen to us, but it's a possibility if we're not careful, because if we don't know our history. And the sad part about it is, just like the Native Americans, it happened in Hawaii. It's somewhat happening. I don't have the full information, and I'm not making this statement, but as far as what I'm seeing in Samoa, it's kind of scary, those things that are coming about as far as in American Samoa. But, you know, even in Guam and places of that nature in South Pacific Island, it's crazy to see that from the Native Americans, how colonization has spread throughout the world since the early, 15 to 1600s. But, you know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, I can't really talk about so much about Native Americans because, like I said, I'm not using this as an excuse. I didn't really grow up here in my teenager years and you know, all that. So I didn't really learn much about them. All I know is that they've taken... Americans take their lands away from them. So now they're getting pushed aside. And even though still living in the land, to watch the land get taken away from you is sad, you know? And I kind of just comparing it to the Tongans. The reason why I'm speaking about the Tongans, because I'm Tongan. You know, I can speak on that. And if we're not careful, it can be like that. But thank God that it's not. It can get there. I'm just saying. It's just, we just have to really be careful with what's been going on because of things like that can happen to the island of Tonga, you know? Like my husband said, what's been going on with every other, country that's been happening all over is that little by little, that's how they're gonna take it all together if we're not careful. And I think with Tonga, with everything that's happening and stuff like that, the reason why I keep saying that, it's because when I was growing up, there were so many Chinese and different races out there, but I never understood why they were there, you know? I never understand why they're making business over my own people. Why were they running business over my own people? And it just came to an understanding now that I'm older, if we're not careful with what we do and what we're doing it for, it can be taken in a minute. You know, like the land can be taken, wipe all people away from it, and they take over. That's just what's happening here in where we live at, you know? So I think it's more so just understanding and knowing why you're doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Because, like, it could just be like, hey, we'll give you this much money and then we'll take over your land. But like I said, if we understand what we're doing it for, then I don't think we have to worry about anything. So that's okay. What I wanted to say.
Good. So, yeah, Native Americans, basically what I was trying to get at was the solution to how we can, you know, kind of, I don't know, defeat colonization, but is brush up on our history, You know what I'm saying? If we're not going to brush up on our own Tongan history, at least brush up on the history of where we're at, which is in America. We're Tongans, Tongan American, first generation. Some maybe be second generation here, third possibly. But understanding where we're at and what's going on. So, you know, shout out to the Native Americans, every tribe from here to there. I love each and every one of you guys, and you guys are always in my heart. And I hope it's never shown that we take advantage of your land, because this is originally your land. Mm-hmm. Moving on. I just wanted to bring this up. This is going to be quick. Did you want to choose? I'm sorry. We have activity, the ocean, racism, and the spirits.
Activity.
Okay. So activity is just real quick. I'm 31 years old, and I know guys who are younger than me, 5-6 years younger than me, that are just, man, I personally know these guys. I work with them, and some of them I see them on a daily basis, but you have no excuse not to be active, especially if you're a family man. You have to find some sort of activity or exercise in your life. It doesn't have to be extreme, just enough to where you're able to keep up with your family. You know what I'm saying? Whether playing with them on the weekends or, you know, just keeping up with them. Keep up with your cardio. Keep up with your, you know, push-ups, squats, core workouts. But just be active. It doesn't make sense to be, you know, at my age, 31, and you have all these health conditions. And I'm not talking about anybody specifically, but I do work with these people personally, and I see them on a daily basis. So I just wanted to spread that message out there, is to just be active. It doesn't have to be, you know, severe or extreme training, just enough to where you get by and your heart is working and you're healthy. So that's all I wanted to say about that. What about you?
Yeah, basically staying active, you know, especially if you have kids. You can't just be laying up and just be lazy and just not wanting to do anything because you're just over it, or you're just having a bad day and things like that. It's just keeping in mind that you're not just taking care of your health for your own self. You also have kids who is going to live, you know, while you're getting old. If you keep up with your activity, you're not even going to feel you getting old. You know, if you just stay active and doing things with your kids. So I think it's very important.
And I'm not highlighting myself or bragging. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not easy for me as well to stay active, but I try my best for my family. So
yeah, that's for me too. I think it's just staying active and knowing that health is a big part of your life.
Yeah, of, you know, our what I mean? Growth, development, relationships, all of that.
Yeah, because I mean, even I see people at a young age don't even have kids, but they're married and just saying they have all these problems or all this health issues. Not specifically for anybody. I'm just saying, like,
just be active.
Just stay active, because things like that can
whatever can help, whatever works.
Even if it's just like walking around the block, you know? So, yeah.
So we have the ocean, racism, and the spirits. And since you chose activity, I want to go ahead and choose the spirits. And this is going to be really quick as well. So last episode, something supernatural happened. And, you know, I do believe in the spiritual realm. And I believe there are things in this world we can't explain. And when we do see, or if we don't see, it's not our job to try to interpret or, you know, figure it out. Unless, you know, a higher source tells us. But last week's episode 7, over here in this corner, by the way, this is Bushy, guys. Say hi to Bushy. In this corner, if you go back to the minute mark of 22:30, between 22:30 and 23:30, somewhere around that range, if you pay attention from this corner of the visual on YouTube, you'll see that the camera is off center. So there's a lot of space here. From 22:30 to 23:30, you'll see the camera recenter itself. My daughter is right here. I'm sitting on the ground. My wife is right here. Nobody's behind the camera. There's just a wall there. And you'll see the camera pan directly back into center. It's like, it's so obvious. You'll see it. And I showed my wife and I was just like, babe, what do you think of this? Because my wife, my phone does have recenter as far as a setting, but the way the camera moved, you had to physically move it the way I have it set up right there. So what do you think about this, the spirits?
And we're talking about the last episode.
Episode 7. Go back and watch it.
Go back and watch it. You'll see it. To be honest, I always say I don't believe in spirit. But when my husband showed me that, I was like, you know, I was trying to find every excuse in the world of why it was moving. But he's right. on that cam on the on it's where like, the camera
I'm
is.
I'm gonna show you visually. You go ahead.
On the camera where right here.
Just
reset. It went from right here to where it shifted on its own. But keep in mind, it's on the stand. Yeah. It doesn't.
You got to physically move it.
You have to physically move it.
The camera didn't just do that itself.
You have to physically move it. Or even like for it to snap, you know what I mean? None of that, because it's a firm stand right over there. And what's crazy is that when he showed me about it, I didn't even have to look to focus on it.
We joked about it.
It just shift. Like yeah. It was like we're focusing on what we're doing. And for me, the way I see it is that what we have going on is not to brag or it's not to put it over anybody out there. This is just something that we did together that we've never done before. And as for me, I've never, like, as I said, and I stated in the last episode, it's like a therapy for me. And the thing that I took from it, because I was trying to find any excuses to find out that there's nothing, you know? But I find it as we're doing the right thing. We're moving in the right path. You know, we're pushing something positive.
Keeping focused.
And it's refocusing on what we're doing. And whatever it is, I'm not scared.
It's a sign.
I just know that it's a sign. And whatever it is, man, I'm going to keep pushing and go from there.
I'm a believer of the spirits. And I believe there are spirits here maybe in the world that we cannot see or if they're around us. But definitely, you cannot deny it. Go back to episode 7 on YouTube and watch it. You'll see from right here in this corner, the camera, just pay attention to this corner the whole time because the camera's going to shift back this way and recenter everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to physically move the camera with your hand to do that. Nobody is back there when it happens. You'll see it because everything in this space gets just crops back in this way.
And also, what will confirm that too, watch my daughter's reaction.
Yeah.
And watch what she does. And what's what she said
from the beginning of that
from
episode.
From the beginning of that
episode. It
looks
like she's talking to somebody.
It was like she was...
This house ain't haunted, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's not.
God is good.
Yeah, but go back. It's just so funny to us because, like I said, I'm probably one of the scariest person in, like, when I watch scary movie and all that stuff, but I still do it.
God bless.
Go watch it and you'll see the way my daughter is reacting.
Reacting to the room.
To the room. And even where the camera was shifting at. It's giving me chills, man, because like...
Y'all want problems up in here? Y'all want problems up in here?
So,
go
back and watch it. It's crazy, but...
Yeah, it's
you know,
all in good nature,
it's,
though.
Whatever it is, man, I...
We believe in God, so that's the highest God. Source. And,
yep.
Pray
and even if that was God, too, man, I take that.
Shout
I don't
out,
take that.
Shout.
I don't take that lightly, so...
Well, so we covered pretty much quickly. And not that we were trying to rush it, but it's just, you know, small subjects.
We care about your time and we consider...
Not only that, but it's our show, so whatever we cover at that time is just for talk.
Yeah.
We can always have these discussions in person.
Yep.
With that being said, we're going to go to another break. When we come back, we're going to finish it out. But, you know, just keep in mind about the spirits and, you know, be mindful of what you do and what's around you. And just pray, we pray protection over you. So
yeah, go check it out.
Take a break. All right, guys, it's time to finish up, but left on the topics of discussion is the ocean and racism. The ocean? Okay.
Yeah.
So I chose spirits last, and now speaking on the ocean. So I just wanted to highlight the ocean because we being Tongans, or just South Pacific Islanders, any islander can attest to this, is that we are connected to the ocean. We are seafaring people. We navigated through the seas. We traveled through the seas as far as our ancestors. And I think it's a beautiful thing that the ocean is the oldest living, you know, sentient being in the world. We know more about space than we know about the ocean. And as far
right.
as being a Pacific Islander, because our culture revolves around the sea, I thought it'd be cool for us here on Isle 7, the podcast, to highlight the ocean because... There's so much we don't know about it, but I believe spiritually there's something about the sea, not even just living, but as far as memory-wise, like the ocean has a mind of its own. Mm-hmm. I truly do believe that. Like, there's things about the ocean that we haven't discovered yet because possibly the ocean doesn't want us to discover it based on how much we pollute the damn water and how bad we mistreat it. But if you go to the islands, as far as from the Caribbean to the Melanesian, Micronesian, and Polynesian islands, you'll see how the islanders, the natives, treat the ocean, treat the land. And that just pertains to any indigenous people. But specifically islanders, the ocean is, we are very deeply rooted and connected to the ocean. And I just thought it'd be cool for us to highlight that because the ocean is our longest living relative. And I believe there are secrets about the ocean we are not aware of that we are barely yet even tapping the surface. We might not even be at least at a 25% of in knowing of what's in the ocean truly. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I believe it. Because we're people from the ocean, like Pacific Islanders, there's so many things that you can do being around the ocean. You can eat from there. You can shower from there.
Oh my God, you're right.
You can do a lot of things with it. You know, there's even
natural resources.
I'm talking about things like, I remember growing up in Tonga, like, if we had like sores and stuff, they told us go into the ocean because the ocean, the water.
That's so funny that you brought that up.
No, hold on. Okay, go. The ocean itself has a natural thing to it, you know,
and
it burns all those soreness out. And
it's,
I remember
natural peroxide.
Yeah, even the
kills germs.
Maybe this is too much information, but for men, when
I was gonna say that. Hold on. So in the Tongan culture, it's called tefe, and this is not to make fun of or, you know, it's tapu when we talk about, and tapu once again means taboo. We don't talk about these things, but as far as the culture of men in the islands, when they would be tefe, which is circumcision, cut the foreskin off the penis, instead of trying to clean it off, you know, medically, they would tell the boys to go into the ocean so that it would kill the germs around the severed.
And it's funny because it only took a day for it to heal.
Yeah.
And I remember, maybe I over exaggerate that. No, it would take a couple days. I remember I was too young to understand, and I remember all my cousins would wear like a
or a lava lava.
What is it in English?
Oh, a wrap.
Over them. And then I remember telling all my uncles or my aunties and them, go to the ocean, go wash it off. And I'm like, you know, as a little girl, you don't know what it means. But they would do it like
the
every
ocean
day.
Would do it.
And they would do it every day, and then it'll be healed. Like, you know, it was good.
I believe cure for cancer is in the ocean.
And I think that's, like my husband said, we're finding so much about the space more than ocean. Yeah. And the ocean is
still undiscovered.
Yeah. It's like so many. I mean, look at the Moana movie. You know,
that's not factual, but yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, if they have ideas like that, could you imagine if we really just
shout
take
out to
the
Moana
time?
Though. Yeah. Ali Cravalos and The Rocks.
So. If you really take the time to really like research on the ocean, I'm sure there's so many things. You can live in the ocean and be good.
You could live off the ocean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It
you
provides,
can shower
it
there.
Provides.
You can. It gives you
You're
everything.
You're getting a little
that
bit too excited about the ocean.
No, I'm just saying.
You want to go jump in the ocean? I'm just kidding.
Because I mean, that's how we were able to transport, like going from, you know, fighting.
The water does it all.
Yes, pretty much.
Shout out to the ocean. We love you.
Yep.
In all your forms in the seven seas. That just touched me. Anyways, last on the list, and this is a deep one, is racism. But the racism we want to talk about is racism in the form of our culture. As far as I'll speak on the Tongan culture, I can't speak for every other culture in the Pacific Islander community, but as in the Tongan culture, whether you're dark skin, light skin, you know, from there or here, there's a big issue I have with my community about mixed kids or, you know, mixed family members or just mixed people general inside our Tongan community, biracial or, you know, multiracial, whatever you want to, you know, put the label on. But I really don't like the treatment of our multicultural people in the Tongan community, because I have half black, half Tongan nieces and nephews. I have half Tongan, half Samoan nieces and nephews. I have very mixed, like, if anything, poly means many, and we're Polynesian. It'd be funny if we were polyracial and we still kind of have these bad stereotypes and stigmas about that in our culture. And I don't like it because, you know, not even just for my nieces and nephews, but it's just the miseducation that creates ignorance in our community that makes us treat people that way. Oh, you're too dark-skinned, so we make jokes about you and we exclude ourselves from you. Or, you know, you're mixed with that, so you're not really all the way pure, or you talk like that. It kills me, man. It really does. And, you know, I really want to nip that in the butt. And I believe the best way to do that is the unlearning of certain things and the re-education to learn the right things. What do you think about that, babe, as far as racism?
Yeah, like you just brought up, it just made me thought about growing up in Tonga. It wasn't so much about racism being about black people. It wasn't that. It was, I'm not sure who instilled it in...
Colonizers or
would-be. You know what? And I'm only going to speak about Tongans because this is just on my experience and my account and my own account. I remember growing up, and even the older ladies in my family, they would say, like, you know, have a light-skinned baby, you know, and lighter than us, you know, and things like that. And it wasn't because they didn't like black people, because we didn't know.
Our dark-skinned and brown-skinned people are just as beautiful.
Just, yeah. So, like, even now, it got me to a point where, like, when I had my kids, I would always say to my husband, like, oh, I hope they get light, you know, like, things like that. But it's the form of what they instill in our mind.
Conditioning.
Yeah, and making us think that, oh, if you have a darker version baby, then is it an issue? You know what I mean? But because it wasn't like an issue. I'm not going to say like it was an issue, like, oh, you know, we separate.
But it was a stigma, though.
But it was.
You're lowly if you're darker.
Yeah, but it was, they would say it over and over. And even like when they would get mad, you know, and I'm talking about older generation, they would get mad. They will verbally say stuff like, oh yeah, you know, you're a dark, you know, things like that. And I'm not sure what got their mindset to think like that, but I think that's a form of racism.
It is racism
because it made us think like that coming out here. You know, and so when I see these biracial kids in our community and how they're being treated, it's sad. You know, like, because we know it's bad, but we rock with it and okay with
we
it because
it
we.
I'm just as guilty.
I'm not gonna say like we don't know. I think we're so used to it that it's like it's unaware. Normal and unaware for us to even step up and say something. And now that me and my husband are now in this light, in this position, and we have our own kids, we want to teach our kids to know that everything is equal. You know, because like when you start labeling things, that's when it become a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thank you for giving insight on that, because, you know, especially you growing up there, I bet you saw a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Tongan American, growing up here in America, being around the Tongan community, it was just crazy. Like, oh, that's why you dark skin, or like, oh yeah, that's why like you're Samoan. It's like, but I'm half Tongan too. It's like, oh yeah, well, you know, like the ongoing joke is that, you know, Samoans would wipe their butt with rocks. And that's not me to make fun, but that would be the stereotype as far as in the Tongan community. Whereas in the Tongan community, the stereotypes about us is we eat horses, horse eaters. Now, I'm not bringing this up to make fun of my nieces and nephews, but I do have half Tongan, half Samoan nieces. And that's not fair, because they're going to hear both sides and both ends of the jokes. And what kills me is like, dude, so childish. We're in 2020 now, and we can't unlearn that. We can't teach a better stereotype or something. And, you know, honestly, it's the best of both worlds, whether you're half black, half white, or half, you know, Mexican, half Asian, whatever it is. In the Tongan community specifically, what I want us to do better is really unlearn the old ways and the conditioning and re-educate ourselves about how the world is changing for the better. For instance, if I do have a half Tongan, half Samoan kid, that's the best of both worlds. If I do have a half black, half Tongan kid, best of both worlds. If I have a half Mexican, half Tongan kid, best of both worlds, because God made it that way, if you believe. But I just want it to be unlearned, because all people are beautiful. But in the Tongan community, I want us to stop that. I really do.
And even in general, like, you know, it doesn't really matter where you come from, what background you're at. If you cut your skin open, what do you have there?
Just the blood.
The same blood. Like, it makes no sense. I think that we're in this time where we gotta unlearn those things, because the more we act like we're unaware of it, it keeps going, and then the generation come around and they do the same thing. And I think another thing that makes me sick too, when I hear like Polynesian in general. It's like when there's biracial, let's say that that kid has some kind of like
mix.
Like, no, not mixed, but let's say that they're doing bad in school, or like they're not doing good in sports.
Oh, that's the other side.
Oh, yeah, that's the other side.
Yeah, that's your white side, that's your black side, that's your Mexican side, that's your Asian side, or your Tongan side, or your Samoan side,
you know. And to be very honest with you, we may think it's not a big deal, but for the kids,
it's conditioning their mind. It's teaching them that.
It's doing it. I'll be very honest. The episode that we shot like two episodes away, my brother-in-law and his wife, he's Samoan, and my nieces and nephews, they're half Samoan, half Tongan. And you know, if we continue those unaware things and speaking all those things, they're gonna think they're just like, yeah. Oh, you know, I don't want to be mixed.
You don't want to normalize that.
You know, you don't want to make them feel like they gotta choose. Oh, well, when they're around their Samoan family, I gotta act this certain way. Or when I'm around the Tongan way, I gotta. No, you be free and be yourself. Yeah. So I think for me, the solution in that is just be aware of what you're saying. Understand that there's younger generation that look up to what you're doing, to what you're saying. You're speaking things into life to them. You know what I mean?
I think the best way to unlearn these things, these situations, these old mindsets and conditioning ways is get out of your circle, get out of your comfort zone, go meet with other people, talk with other people, fellowship and congregate with other people so that you understand that the miscommunication we're having is we're not communicating.
Yeah.
And that way we have a better understanding of how not to assume or treat each other based off of what we think rather than what we know. Because I know this Tongan and this Samoan can get together if we remove all the outside influence and talk and just let them be in a room and not only hash it out, but come together and love each other. Yeah. Teach love, not hate.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, you know, check your environment, man. Because sometimes you may think what you're doing.
Polluting.
Yeah, you may think what you're saying, and they're just hyping you up to saying those things. Because it could just be that person that you think that has your back who's doing all these things. Yeah. Check your surrounding, your environment, and be around like-minded people who will speak life into what you speak life into them.
Yeah, I love all my people.
Yeah, and we're all the same. We're all equal. So,
I'm
satisfied with
that. Hey, episode 8 is basically in the books. We're damn near coming towards the last quarter of the season, and I just want to tell you, I appreciate everything that you've done and where we've come. So
thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to do that. And I just want to thank you guys for the support, for the comments.
Thank you all for the support. Shout out to Lincoln Moore once again.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, and him too. Thank you for the shirt.
With that being said, we just want to mention once again, if you are looking anybody for... We're looking for sponsors. So if you want to sponsor us, feel free to contact us on our page. And
hit us up with what you have to say, what you got in mind. We're open and we're, you know,
also
just be
census.
Free.
Do the census.
Yeah.
Final feast. What's on your mind? What do you want to say before we go?
Just know that we're all equal and treat each other with kindness and love.
Okay. And teach love, not hate. And don't sit so close to the TV. Other than that, above all else,
Jah bless.
Yee!